This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with an SEO news update. Google are now reporting crawl errors in more detail, so your Google Webmaster Tools is a good place to get that. Also in there, you can now download the links that they find for your site, and they tell you what date they found them. So that's really good to know which links are working. Our research and development team have been working really hard setting up all these test sites and finding out which ones Google pay attention to. And what we've done is we've gone back over our maps, we've put in the new winning results, we've taken out the losing results, so our brand new maps have been released today. So based on the results we've been getting on our test sites, we expect our own customer results to improve for all the work that is going on a continuing basis. The results will get better and better because the properties we're using are getting found in the Google Webmaster Tools, and that's a sure sign they're effective. I had a site a little while ago that got taken out of Google's index, and they said it was violating their web spam guidelines. Now, it was still a good site. It had original content, but for whatever reason, perhaps a human reviewer didn't like it that day, and it got knocked out. What we did is we deleted the site. We put up a brand new site with a new design and a new purpose. We turned it into a services site rather than a publishing or content site. We put in a resubmission request and they approved it, and the site is back up and indexed. It's a PageRank 4 site, so I'm really happy about that. The process does work if you can come up with a brand new theme and if you can give them what they want. We're not using a lot of SEO plugins for our site. I think people overcomplicate this or get too techie. Really, what you need is a unique description, a natural page title, preferably including your keyword, and you can manually put that into just about every WordPress theme. Below the post, you'll see there is a description field. That's what you should type in every time, every post, and you don't need a lot of plugins. We've found some people being too tricky with their plugins, and guess what? They've actually put nofollow for either their site or for other pages or posts or categories within the site, and Google just can't find the content. So if you're not sure, just remove all your tricky plugins and just keep it natural. You do want Google to follow your inner pages because that's what's going to actually rank. And just like an iceberg, you know, you can have quite a big site that looks small from the surface, but Google will index all those pages. You want thousands of pages indexed. For that reason, we allow Google to follow our categories and our tags, but we only select one or two categories and we select 3 to 6 tags on our sites. Now, when we're putting your content on some of the sites that we own, your links are going there permanently and they're follow links, and you'll get the benefit. I noticed that one of the blog networks that got shut down has sprung back to life, but as a link rental service. They allow you to rent a link for 30 days on a homepage. You'd use things like that with extreme caution. I certainly wouldn't use it on any money site that you can't afford to lose. Be careful. Anyway, that's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the update. I look forward to catching up with you next week on superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.